This is your Congressman D.S. Sound reporting from Washington, D.C. Late Thursday afternoon, the House of Representatives passed by a voice vote the highly controversial highway construction bill. The debate was fast and furious on the financing aspects of the bill. But the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee stood in the well of the House answering questions of the members with such clarity and brilliance that their doubts were resolved. As a consequence, this major piece of legislation did not even require a roll call vote. I have the honor and privilege to have as my guest this morning the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, the Honorable Wilbur D. Mills of Arkansas, a man next to the speaker, the most powerful and the most respected member of the House of Representatives. He has the responsibility of initiating all legislation on taxation, and he was the author of the revenue aspects of the highway bill. I am sincerely grateful to you, Mr. Chairman, for finding time from your busy schedule to explain to my constituents the provisions of this legislation, which is highly important to the people of California. May I ask you this question, Mr. Chairman? How will the construction of the federal interstate highway program be financed during the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 1961?
Judge Sawn, let me tell the good people of your area of California how much I appreciate an opportunity of appearing on your program. We think so much of you here in Washington, and two, it gives me an opportunity to talk to some of my friends of long standing who are now constituents of yours, such as Lloyd and Mabel Ballou, many others that came from Arkansas originally. Judge, the program that we passed, as you know, provides for a continuation of the federal 4-cent tax on gasoline, provided for an increase of 2 cents a pound in the tax on tires, 1 cent a pound in the tax on inner tubes, 2 cents a pound in the tax on retread rubber, and increase from $1.50 to $3 the use tax that is paid by the heavier trucks or the trucking industry.